Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Third and three in the middle of the Blue Star at the 50 on a rollout. Lance's pass is intercepted. Picked off by Tony Jefferson, the former OU veteran.
It was quiet for that interception, and there were four more to come. Good morning, Metroplex. Klay Thompson or Kobe Bryant on the bench. I was getting those GIFs or GIFs. It's Sean, RJ, and Bobby back together again on the home of the Cowboys. An early shout-out to Kid Cowboys, David Sullivan, everyone on Twitch who is tuning in early as we try to fly through this week to get you to the extended holiday weekend on DFW Sports Station. Cowboys lose to the Chargers 26-19. Trey Lance 33 of 49 for 323, 6.6 a pass, one touchdown, five interceptions. And RJ, how did you phrase it last night? How did you
a dazzling disappointment or an amazing atrocity or a terrific tragedy.
Okay.
You know, that's
I like
how
those.
That's I think that you gotta use a what's that called? You use two words to describe.
I'm sure English.
English.
Oh,
not alliteration.
No, maybe I know what you're talking about. I mean? But yeah. the same word begins with the same, or the two words begin with the same letter.
Yeah, but they have completely opposite meanings because that's exactly what this was. Because you could come away from this game without thinking, to me at least, like, okay, there's some throws and there's some plays that you absolutely can understand why he'll get chances. And there are other plays that are like, holy cow, I know how Kyle Shanahan wanted to get rid of this guy so fast.
I don't know. I've never seen somebody with the tunnel vision that he shows. Like, I've never seen a quarterback. Quarterbacks all have tunnel vision to an extent. Dak has had it for years. Dak does not always see, when he gets locked in, does not always see defenders just sitting in a zone, like in the periphery. He doesn't always catch them, and that's when you get those interceptions where when they're moving across field and he throws it and oh my gosh, somebody just stepped in front of it. This is two of these, the guy was between him and the receiver and he just doesn't see it. I've never seen it before where he is that locked in and that zeroed in that he cannot see anything in the periphery or anything directly in front of him. If there's somebody between him and his target, he doesn't see it.
Well, I mean, look, he's 5'10". No, he's not.
No, he's not.
Like 6'5".
No.
Right? So, yeah, I can understand that if he's Drew Brees or like Baker, Kyler Murray, you know, but not when you're a monster.
And this isn't unique. Like, Sean, how many times did we see him do this at practice? Where like there were like three of the interceptions we saw at practice were just, dude, there's somebody right in front of your face and you threw it to him.
His highlight throws were much better, and I still stand by this. It didn't change anything as soon as I tweeted it that he threw a pick, of course, or four of them. But his best throws were much more impressive than his best throws the week before. I thought the week before, you're going to have a better stat line, easier throws, wide open guys. If I'm looking for NFL-type difficulty, more of those throws were in this game. He had a 3rd-and-7 dime to Billy Johnson for 25. I thought he was really impressive standing in against pressure multiple times. You could see him trying to go through progressions. And it's pretty obvious with his head just whipping around that he's trying to go first, second, third. His best throw of the day was actually dropped. And that was down the right sideline when that ball should have been brought in for a touchdown. That was a dime.
That's the best throw anybody's made in any of the preseason games this year. Between him and Rush, that was the best throw you'd seen. And Burnett just couldn't finish it. Now it's a contested catch. Somebody's right on him. you got to finish that one. He dropped it in a bucket 40 yards down the field.
He had a dime to Flournoy before the half. Mm. That eventually made it 17-10. And then you get all the bad things. So I put out a poll question. I just wanted to see who was that dug in. And if Brian Broaddus was voting on who the backup quarterback should be to start off the year. And the Tolos, not that stubborn. They were going 77% for Cooper Rush, 23% for Trey Lance with 2,100 votes. So that settles that.
Yeah.
Did Brian Broaddus apologize to you after what happened last week and after coming on this show, after speaking to his gang of seven and saying that he would have Trey Lance as the number two quarterback this choppy 30 seconds of the Broaddus-Bobby fight last week?
But I just get a feeling you're really digging in on this one.
No, it's that
I mean, you're kind of like, well, I don't, you know, I've said this really hard opinion about he's not an NFL quarterback. And you're kind of fighting it now. You don't feel like he's gotten better in any way?
No, not particularly. Okay. Like not particularly. Like, you got another of one question?
I mean, I don't want to argue with you anymore about this. That's I really don't.
Which he is, I wouldn't let it get to a fight. He wanted it to get to one, but I wouldn't let it. But he...
Wow,
no,
he
apologized.
It was restrained. Growth.
Dawson was less restrained fighting with him about it later in the week. But no, he apologized about five times probably.
In the post game.
During the game.
Oh.
Sitting right next to him, apologized about five times, one for each interception to look over and go when, you know, he'd say something like, maybe I'm the one who's dug in. Or, yeah, that was bad. This is not making me look good today.
Yeah.
But I didn't take a victory lap in the post game show. Could have, but I did not.
He got tricked by Trey's legs. And what Broaddus was saying last week, oh, I was asking different evaluators who would be more difficult or who would you be more afraid of preparing for. And, yeah, it's easy to say, you know, a guy who runs for 70 yards, but I take it to who is the bigger threat dropping back 25 times to pass. The answer to that is and was Cooper Rush. The last 2 weeks did not change that, so therefore that is the answer. So that's why his gang of seven, maybe they're all unemployed like Brian. I don't know.
Oh, not all of them.
Whoa.
I know all of them. Not all of them are. It's interesting the way that it's become a...
Where's the bell?
I know. I looked for it. It's interesting the way it's become
someone broke this bell. It's not having the lasting staying power. Like, it's low. It's like when you mess up a pen, the top part. If someone messed this up.
Bluechew.com, promo code RJ if you need it to last longer. It's one of those where I saw... Chris Sims.
Hold up. We have a developing situation on the D&M leasing hotline.
Oh, no. I know what this is.
Brian Broaddus
already
is live on Sean and RJ. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. I really appreciate the fact you're talking behind my back today, but that's okay.
Well, do you have anything to see? You're the one who has to own it and take it. What are you coming on here attacking us for?
Trey, no, I'm not attacking you guys. No, Trey Lance is... You know, Trey Lance is not ready to play. Now, Sean, you just admitted that he made some better throws.
Yes.
That's all that I was looking for myself. You know, you put up your poll, Sean, on that thing. I voted for Cooper Rush. Oh. I voted for Cooper Rush in your poll. Just, you know, just to say, okay, this is the right thing. I just don't think that you could say that Trey Lance didn't get better this summer. At least we saw what Trey Lance was. You know, unlike Ezekiel Elliott, they hid him from us on that. But I'm just saying, I don't know how you can watch three preseason games and don't feel like he got better. Yeah, you're absolutely right. The throws that he makes that are bad throws, the ones with the interceptions where he doesn't see, that's a problem. You got to be able, as a quarterback, you got to be able to know that if you're not going to throw the slant and you're going to try and throw the corner, that there could be a safety sitting right there or a linebacker sitting right there. The 25-yard throw he made to Billy Johnson, that was the harder of the two guys that were open.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got a Cropper running a deep in, and that's going to be a simpler throw, and he made the harder of the throws. That kind of proves to the point that he doesn't really see the field all that well.
So what do you do now as an evaluator? You're like, all right, we got something we can work with. He's going to make the 53, and we just develop him throughout the year. Is that the mindset?
I think the thing about it is that at least you have a better idea if you want to extend him at the end of the year because you've lost Dak, that might be your bridge. Who do you think? Now, Cooper Rush might be better, too, just for the fact that Cooper Rush's attitude this summer was like, hell, I'm either going to be the two or the three. So his willingness to throw the ball down the field was much better. You know, his willingness to take some shots was better. But, you know, yeah, I mean, the situation could be really tough because you could have a new head coach. You could lose your starting quarterback. Does the new head coach want to have Trey Lance as his quarterback? I mean, there's all kinds of possibilities that you got to work through. But I think that at least he's put himself in position for consideration if, in fact, you lose Dak Prescott in 2025.
Brian, wouldn't you say, though, we learned more good things about him, right? Like, I think you're absolutely right about that. We also probably learned more bad things about him than we knew. So
that's true.
So cumulatively, don't we look at that and say, what we learned is he's kind of who we thought he was, which is a wildly inconsistent quarterback. And ultimately, we didn't learn much because of that.
Yeah, I don't know if San Francisco even learned. I think San Francisco, in talking to their guys, I think San Francisco was willing to, like, they liked the player, they liked the kid. They just could never get him healthy. Every time they felt like they, and then all of a sudden, you know, Brock Purdy comes along and they're like, all right, well, we're getting more consistency here, we're getting health and all that. And I mean, I think San Francisco probably gave up on him. I don't know. Maybe they didn't know exactly what they had. But, yeah, this is the first time that we've seen Trey Lance. I mean, you know, us personally, every day live, you saw practices and stuff. There are things that he's really, really good at. Mm-hmm. His mechanics could be way off. And, like, he throws a ball to the flat to Deuce. You know, Deuce is a hard guy to hit because he's a shorter guy. But if you're, you know, he's got this really long throwing motion. He sits on his back foot, and he, you know, and then now the ball goes high on him. It, you know, there's just his mechanics kind of come and go as the game goes on. The last pass he threw of the game, the ball flies completely out of his hand. You watch the play on tape. There's no control over it. So you wonder, like, okay, does he have a grip problem? You know, there's all kinds of things that you can kind of dive in on this guy. You know, are they correctable things? Yeah. I don't know if seeing the field's correctable, though. I really don't know if that's correctable. But, I think that the guy got better. But is he your backup quarterback this year? No, he's not.
So,
he's not your backup.
Yeah, if you need if Dak needs a game or two, gets a little banged up, you go to Cooper Rush. But it's a situation where if it's the entire year, then you just throw Trey out there. Is that how you would approach it?
We had this discussion on our show. If you're 7-1, you play Cooper Rush is what you do. If you're 2-5, you're probably playing Trey Lance. The Raider game showed you how you're going to have to win a game with Trey Lance. That showed you how you're going to have to do it. Him throwing the ball 40-something times is not going to be a good thing, but he was forced to throw it 40-something times because they got behind in the game. Well, because of some of his doing. Wow. So, yeah, I mean, there's ways to navigate a game with Trey Lance playing quarterback that you can find a way to win, you know.
Why are you up and driving right now?
Going to work out.
Yeah, buddy.
What a beast.
Get it, Brian.
Now, Bobby, this is how you admit something. If you feel like you're a little off, take notes, take lessons. This is from the old sage veteran saying, I voted in the poll. I'm calling it 620. This is how you do it when you may have not been 1,000% accurate with your opinion.
I notice it. I'm making a note for it. First time I'm wrong.
I was 1,000% right. Don't get me wrong. Don't get this all twisted. I love you guys. I felt obligated at 6:40 in the morning to come on with you guys because I did it for 2 weeks. Well, you know what I'm saying?
You're the man for it. Stand up, move. Right, thank you. And check your email while you're working out. It'll make your workout. You'll burn some more calories when you check what I sent you. Thank you.
I got you, man. Take care, boys.
Look at that. What a classy move. The great Brian Broaddus. He tried to come in aggressive. I had to shut it down quick. Yeah. I knew he was talking about behind my back. And I was, no. Yeah, no. You got to take the L. But not many people would call in and take that. And he offered to apologize to you or own it on the post game show. And you said, no. You're going to take the high road. So there's Double B, one of them, on the D&M leasing hotline. The Rangers almost tricked one of us this weekend. Did you notice Aaron Judge and a Little League World Series crazy ending? That's next on the home of the World Series champs. Got to say it while we can. Next.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.